I'm Joan Epler. Please join with Dr. Gary Epler, who discovered a new way of life. Today, we're going to talk about applying this to healthy nutrition, sleep, and exercise.
I'm Dr. Gary Epler. The new way of life is knowing who you are moment by moment. This means know where you're thinking from, and that's who you are. There are four locations, and you can only think from one at a time. There's the head, the heart, the gut, and the mind, which is outside the body. Today, we're going to talk about three fundamental requirements to live this new, extraordinary way of life.
Let's start with nutrition. What do you mean by a healthy nutrition lifestyle?
People often think that diets are the best way to lose weight. And they're right. You can lose 20, 30, or 50 pounds. But diets are also the biggest cause of weight gain. It's all gained back, plus an additional 10 to 20 pounds. This is because diets reset the brain eating thermostat to a higher level, and it's permanent. The diet approach leads to trying the latest fad diet every few years with swings of weight loss and weight gain, which leads to diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. A healthy nutrition lifestyle is the better choice. Food needs to provide energy to the brain, the heart, and muscles without causing harmful inflammation.
What's your secret for healthy nutrition?
I'm going to repeat that last sentence. Food needs to provide energy to the brain, heart, and muscles without causing harmful inflammation.
What's your secret for healthy nutrition?
Eat the right foods in the right amount, at the right time, prepared in a healthy manner.
What are healthy foods?
Foods that have no added sugar, no added salt, no processed foods, and minimize those starchy foods. Lean protein, fiber, and omega-3 fats are good foods.
What's the right amount?
This is the hardest part about healthy nutrition, because you need to eat 10% less food every 10 years as you age. Eventually, you only need half as much as when you were a teenager. This is really difficult because we've been conditioned to clean the plate since childhood. And the food quantity thermostat in the brain stays at the same level during aging. So people must actively think about eating less.
People need to keep in mind that less food is needed as the years go by. What do you mean by prepared in a healthy manner?
This means eat foods in their natural state, or steamed, or cooked at a low temperature. This means limit fried foods and charred foods.
Live a healthy nutrition lifestyle by eating the right foods in the right amount at the right time, prepared in a healthy manner. Why do you need 8 hours of sleep every night?
Everyone needs 8 hours of sleep every single night. Not less and not more. 6 of these 8 hours are needed to replenish brain energy. It's adenosine. This needs to be replaced. And it takes 6 hours. And 2 hours of those 8 hours are needed for dream sleep, or what's referred to as REM sleep, which is rapid eye movement sleep. This time restores kindness and giving feelings from the heart. This REM sleep is also a time when the energy for the frontal lobe is replenished. That fully energized frontal lobe is needed to make healthy choices and judgments in your life.
What happens if you don't have 8 hours of sleep?
Sleeping less than 8 hours is unhealthy and unproductive. This can lead to sleep deprivation syndrome, causing severe health problems. Lack of 8 hours of sleep causes irritability from minor annoyances, inability to make decisions, and actually being mean to others. People are at 60% of their performance level at home and at work. New studies show that not enough sleep to recharge the frontal lobe results in loss of judgment. These people know they should not be mean to others or fight with someone, but they can't help themselves because the frontal lobe is offline. 2 hours of dream sleep are needed every night to recharge that frontal lobe.
Sounds like you need 8 hours of sleep every night. It's healthy, decreases stress, and helps you to be your true self. Why do you need 1 hour of exercise every day?
This gives you energy to power through the day. This has been known for thousands of years. Aristotle said it's helpful to get short of breath doing exercise every day to live an energetic life. Exercise decreases stress.
What type of exercise is needed?
Mix it up. There needs to be some aerobic exercise, such as walking, treadmill, elliptical, or swimming. It's important to use weights during some of these workouts, as muscle mass decreases with age. Classes are an excellent way to exercise because you can do them at your own pace. There's variety, and best of all, social interaction and meeting lifelong friends.
Anything else?
Everyone knows your heart rate increases when you fall in love. The opposite is also true. Increase your heart rate and you might fall in love with the person you're with. Go for a hike together. Go for a run. Go dancing.
Run along the Charles River in Boston. Fall in love. And guess what? You might get married. That's what we did.
It sounds good to me. Best thing I ever did.
Develop a healthy nutrition lifestyle. Sleep 8 hours every night. 1 hour of exercise every day. Do you have any closing comments?
Know who you are moment by moment. You can know who you are because there are four places you can be. And you can only be in one place at a time. You can be in your head, your heart, your gut, or your mind, which is outside the body. Learn to eliminate unhealthy head thinking with anger and stress. Think from the heart with kindness and giving. Think from the mind with creativity, courage, and success. Be exceptional by being your true self. Thrive on your uniqueness. This is a new way of life for extraordinary living.
This is Joan Epler and Dr. Gary Epler closing this Good Thoughts podcast. Best wishes for a good health and a great day.
You want to repeat that one?
This is Joan Epler and Dr. Gary Epler closing this Good Thoughts podcast.
try again. Best wishes for good health. Not for
I mess up. Let's try it again.
There you go.
This is Joan Epler and Dr. Gary Epler closing this Good Thoughts podcast. Best wishes for good health and a great day.
Yes, fantastic. Beautiful wife. That was great. Really good. Really good for first one.
We haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah, that was really, really good. Great. Good.
We have
okay,
our voices.
I'm off to work. You're off
to... You got something at 11:30, right?
12.
Oh, I thought it was 11:30. Okay.
No, 12.
Okay, good. All right, rushing around. All right,
12,
good.
1 and 2. 12, 1 and 2.
I've set the table. I put the nutcrackers in the thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm just puttering. I don't feel A+, so I'm just taking it slow.
Yeah, well, feel better than I thought. So.
You do. You do.
Yeah, I mean, we could be a catastrophe. So.
We could. Nancy said that she developed a rash in 48 hours, and it lasted 5 days. And I'm like,
a rash?
Yeah. I don't know if she went to see a doctor or anything. I'm not sure what she did.
At the site?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know. You have stories.
I didn't even have a spot of blood for mine, so she couldn't even see where she put the needle. So.
Wow. All right. Well, that's good. Yeah. I can feel mine today, though. It's not as bad as the first two Modernas. The first two Modernas were horrible.
Yeah, and, you had an awful time with the arm.
Well, they were way up on my arm, way, way up. The guy, Anyway, we do have to make a record of this, so we'll have to make a CVS account.
Well, whatever.
Because I want to have it on record that we had our shingles.
Right. Well, you just need to tell Richard Brody, Dr.
Yeah, I will. But I mean, I still do want to.
Well, tell the nurse there and they'll put them in the record. So the two dates.
Yeah, but you definitely want to do it. All right. Well, that's good. All right. So you're going to come home at 3? God, that's so late.
I'm going to be there for the whole day.
I know.
And I'll call tonight. And we got.
You have a phone call tonight?
No, not tonight.
Okay. I'm just taking it slow today.
Big day tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
We'll feel better tomorrow.
And I'll have to call Honor and just say, should I go over there on Friday?
Yeah. Oh, you got to go on Friday.
I'll come over Friday and I'll just say, Honor, I don't know if I'm going to be able to come. I'll just say, I don't think I can come.
Do it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't call her before because you don't want to ruin Friday.
I know, she'll be hysterical.
Just go over on Friday. You go from there. All right, love you. Got to go.
All right, love you. Talk later. Good luck.
Yep, see you.
All right, bye. Love you. Okay, love you. Bye.